It's 9:30 a.m. and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Jacqueline DeForge with Mike Gibbons and Jacqueline DeLange. In the weather, it's 3 degrees and raining outside our East York studios. Now, here are the headlines. Police find two missing boys safe after issuing an Amber Alert. An Ajax fitness instructor opens a yoga center for cancer patients. And Michael Jackson's doctor faces further investigation. Now to our top story. Police have found two allegedly abducted boys safe after issuing an Amber Alert. Police say the boy's father took them from the Children's Aid Society in Kingston at around 9:30 a.m. yesterday. According to police, he threatened a social worker with mace before leaving the building. Police found the missing boys in the man's rental car after pulling him over in Markham just after 3 p.m. yesterday. They believe he was trying to take the kids back with him to Saskatchewan. He's facing two counts of parental abduction and one count of assault with a weapon. And a man accused of stealing from hospital patients will remain in prison for now. 26-year-old Marcus Marinoni made a brief court appearance yesterday before he was remanded in police custody. He was arrested on Saturday in connection with a robbery at Toronto East General Hospital's palliative care unit. He allegedly stole jewelry from an 83-year-old woman suffering from brain cancer. The woman's family alerted police when they noticed her gold necklace and diamond ring were gone. Marinoni's been charged in connection with a string of hospital robberies over the past 6 months, along with 29-year-old Isaac Lukowitz. He faces 10 charges, including theft, possession of stolen property, and fraudulent use of a credit card. He'll appear in court again on Friday. In other news, Finance Minister Dwight Duncan says Thursday's budget won't hold any tax surprises for Ontarians. Duncan told the Canadian press yesterday there won't be any new taxes to pay, but Dalton McGuinty says there won't be any new tax cuts either. The government's working to pay off an unprecedented $25 billion deficit. The creation of the harmonized sales tax is expected to help, increasing the cost of many items previously exempted from the PST. They're also considering selling off assets like the LCBO to help pay it off, but asset sale information won't be released in Thursday's budget. And there's been much speculation over the decline in journalism jobs for students arriving straight out of high school. Two Toronto Star reporters willingly share their career experiences with those who fear a lack of job opportunities will prevent them from achieving their goals. As The Observer's Laura Grande reports, aspiring journalists are eager to gather tips and advice from the professionals.
Who better to turn to for journalism career advice than two seasoned veteran reporters? Rob Salem has 33 years of experience in the journalism industry. As the television critic for the Toronto Star, he is full of experience and amusing anecdotes. He admits he struggles with multi-platform journalism, but acknowledges that being an internet savvy is beneficial to upcoming young reporters.
The worst. It's both a good and bad time, actually, to get into it, because being young and going in, you're more open to this whole multimedia thing, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I mean, I'm finally here for the internet, and I don't get it.
Toronto Star movie columnist Peter Howell says that learning to communicate with your interviewee and making it an enjoyable experience is the key to a good interview.
And make it a conversation, and make it enjoyable, because it's all about... I mean, what we do is all about getting to know people, right? You're trying to communicate. So make it a worthwhile communication. Make it enjoyable that that person's glad they spent the time to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Both journalists have offered useful anecdotes and tips to students fresh out of journalism school for years. Their advice helps ease the fears of those who worry about the decline of journalism. This has been Laura Grande, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
And now here's Mike with sports.
Thanks, Jacqueline. An Ajax fitness instructor has opened a yoga center for cancer patients. Yoga and Pilates classes at this studio help cancer survivors meditate and relax after treatment. The studio is funded through charity proceeds. And as Janet Piercy reports, the fitness instructor herself is a cancer survivor.
Mom, party lights here! Oh,
okay. Dee Miller is making tea in her kitchen at the cafe in her studio. Her mother walks in for lunch. She has cancer too. Miller opened Renewed Strength 4 months ago. She's been a fitness instructor for over 20 years. Several years ago, Miller was diagnosed with cervical cancer. She underwent treatment and is healthy now.
Did you overcome it?
Yeah, I had surgery and that was it, so I was really lucky. But it gave me the understanding of what cancer patients go through, so I was able to start the charity and help. I mean, if I never had cancer, I would never understood everything, right?
Miller biked for 100 days across Ontario to raise money. She says opening her fitness studio was the next logical step. Miller modifies her yoga classes to suit the needs of cancer patients coming out of treatment. The studio is designed to have clients feel comfortable. Miller attached a cafe to the studio where clients can sit and have lunch.
And I mean, it's just like a haven for them. They come in, they can sit and drink tea, they can have soup, they can just do classes, anything they want. So it's very comforting.
Miller hopes renewed strength will be the comfort and strength for cancer survivors. This is Janet Piercy reporting for Observer Radio News, Toronto.
The Toronto Raptors defeated the Minnesota Timberwolves last night by a score of 106-100. Chris Bosch had a double-double with 21 points and 10 rebounds, breaking his own franchise record at 44. The Raps are now tied for 7th in the East and are 1 point back of 6th place. Andrea Bargnani had 19 points and 7 rebounds in the win. In hockey news, the Leafs are back in action tonight against the Florida Panthers at home. The Buds may not have much to play for right now in terms of playoffs, but they can at least keep Boston from benefiting from the first-round pick Brian Burt gave up in the Phil Kessel deal. The puck drops tonight at 7 o'clock. And in NFL news, ESPN.com is reporting that quarterback Dante Culpepper might be willing to play for the Buffalo Bills next season. Culpepper has no agent and represents himself in contract negotiations. Culpepper turned 31 in January this year and claimed that he's recovered from injuries that slowed him down in seasons past. And that's it for sports. Stay tuned for entertainment with Jacqueline Delange.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of house and home. There's my Uncle Louis. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, hey, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 hot dogs and a diet soda. It's ridiculous. Oh, and talk like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got his face in the fridge. This guy doesn't just snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm glad I shop at Winn-Dixie, because they have low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, everything, hey! It's important for me to save on money on groceries, especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of a light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So from the bottom of my pocket, book Winn-Dixie, I thank you.
And now we're back with entertainment news. Michael Jackson's doctor is accused of hiding evidence at the time of Jackson's death. Alberto Alvarez, Jackson's employee, says he was with Jackson when he died. He said that Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, stopped giving him CPR so he could hide vials of medicine. The medicine was anesthetic propofol, according to the Associated Press. It's dangerous, but not illegal. Whether he gave Jackson a proper dose is part of an ongoing investigation. In other entertainment news, Lady Gaga might be out millions if an ex-boyfriend has his way. Rob Husari is Gaga's ex and former business partner. He filed a $30 million lawsuit against Gaga. He claims he co-wrote some of her songs and invented her stage name. He says Gaga broke ties with him when her career took off. Gaga's lawyer said Husari charged her an illegal fee for his work. He also said Husari was working as an unlicensed entertainment agent. And finally, the imagination can be a powerful thing. Just ask Diane Dupuy. She used it to triumph over adversity and dream her way to success. She's now the founder of the internationally renowned production company in Toronto called the Famous People Players, and as Observer Radio's Jennifer Romano found out, it all started with a horse named Silver.
Diane Dupuy owes her success to her imaginary horse named Silver. Together, they triumphed over adversity. And she says she owes their friendship to her favorite radio show, The Lone Ranger.
My mother would turn the radio on and we would listen to the broadcast of The Lone Ranger. And there's something wonderful about radio because you use your imagination more.
From now until April, she's telling the story of Silver in a production called Hi-Ho Silver, an ode to her imagination and how she kept on her high horse and never gave up on her dreams. She performs it along with her Famous People Players, a group of developmentally challenged individuals who work on stage and behind the scenes. She says they deserve the opportunity to triumph over their own limitations, just like she did.
It's not because of who you are that make people laugh or get emotional all in a few moments. It's because you're truly talented, and you have the same right to be up on this stage as anybody else.
Her longtime business partner, Douglas Gardner, says he's watched the players develop a multitude of skills over the years, and it's all thanks to her leadership.
And to see them develop, you know, the ones who were just starting with the company and the other helping in the dining room and then their other turning up on the stage and so on. I think it's marvelous for them and fabulous leadership. Oh.
The players are masked in black during the performances and are revealed at the end. Dupuy says it forces the audience to see the talent before the disabilities, and that's her dream come true. Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all for entertainment news. Let's hand it over to Jacqueline for the wrap.
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up shortly, but until then, I'm Jacqueline DeForge. On behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great day.